How is everybody? Blowing on in, huh? Man, it's awesome. It's going to blow in some rain, so you better get your mucks back out. Put your mucks up, put the snow shovels up, uncover something, it'll rain. It's coming. Plus, I've been speaking for it to come. I think what happened is last week we spoke abundant sunshine. Somebody overdone it. Okay? But you know, you've been believers so long that you should be teaching others. Mm-hmm. That's Hebrews 5:12, the beginning of it. You've been believers so long that now you should be teaching others. I believe that's the case for most of us, if not all of us. You know, what I stand up here and say in front of you, what Monty stands up here and says in front of you, we don't expect you to believe it. Go home, look it up yourself. Study it out. Meditate on it. Pray to the Lord about it. Get your own word. He'll give it to you. So don't believe everything I say. I don't want you to believe everything I say. But I am speaking from the Bible and the Word of God. Well, you're going to say, oh man, because we're going to go revisit some stuff from the last 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to go back to Mark 6, the story of the disciples in the boat in the storm, and Jesus comes walking by. In 48, the disciples were in their boat. Y'all can finish for me. Y'all heard it enough times. Somebody's not getting this. Come on, guys. Okay. The disciples were in the
boat.
Way out in the
water.
Water, sea, yes. Where was Jesus?
On the land.
They on the land, in the hills. So we look into the hills for where our help comes from. So he's right there. He's right there. He could see them in their storm. Right?
Yes.
No matter where you're at, he can see you. Mm-hmm. He can see you. No matter where you're at. We look into the hills for where our help comes from. He saw that they were in serious trouble. And he comes walking past. And we're not going to go into that part. They yell out to him, and what did he say? Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here. Although he has given us the authority to take care of these things, we are equipped. We're equipped to handle any possible situation that you can think of or that you can be faced with. A lot of us are faced with. We know. You are equipped. In Matthew 10, he gave them the authority. His resurrection gave us the authority.
Amen.
The same. Okay, I'll hang on there. But do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here. Remember, we get Jesus beside us. What does Monty say? We get lined up with Jesus. We're with him. We're walking along with him. Alright? Our storms come. What are we fighting? What are we fighting against?
Spirit.
Especially if you're a true believer of Jesus Christ, which I believe everyone here is. We go to Ephesians 6:12. I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to keep bringing it to you. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers of this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Unseen world, dark world we live in, and heavenly places. I was reading over this earlier today. Heavenly places. Evil spirits in heavenly places. What do we mostly think about? Thank God, Jesus, Holy Ghost. Right? You don't think about evil spirits in heavenly places. Where was Satan when he approached God about Job? Where was he? He was in heaven. So, evil rulers and authorities, mighty powers in the dark world, and spirits in heavenly places. In Romans 8:38, Paul's writing, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love."
Amen.
"Nor demons, not even the powers of hell." Twice in that one scripture, he's bringing to our attention. "Nor demons, nor even the powers of hell." And Jesus, even in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the Lord's Prayer. And in the last part of it, he says, "And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Deliver, that's Jesus' words, red letter words. "But deliver us from the evil one." I'm not telling you there's a spirit, an evil spirit, a demon, a devil behind every bush and rock. I'm telling you, be aware. Don't give them credit for nothing. But praise God that you've got the Holy Spirit living inside of you. The same Spirit that gave you the authority when He raised Jesus from the dead. The same Spirit lives in you.
Amen.
Looking pretty scary. Come on, guys. I know. I'm not too light. I'll get there maybe. So, we know what we're fighting against. So how are we fighting? How are we lining up? In Romans 8:34 in the Amplified, "Who is there to condemn us?" Romans 8:1, "There is no condemnation for those who are with Jesus Christ." "But who is there to condemn us? Will Christ Jesus, the Messiah, who died?" Rather, "who was raised from the dead. Who is at the right hand of God actually pleading as He intercedes for us?" Last week we talked about Jesus interceding for us. What's He doing? He's praying for us. What do we do when we intercede for our brothers and sisters? We're praying. So we get in Jesus beside us in our storm. We pray with Jesus. We pray Jesus' will. And we got Jesus praying for us. That's powerful. And we're in agreement with Him.
Amen.
Come on, guys. And in Hebrews 7:25 in the Amplified, "Therefore He is able also to save to the uttermost." Uttermost. I thought most was the most. But here we got uttermost. That means there is, that's it. And uttermost is completely, perfectly, finally, and for all time and eternity. "Those who come to God through Him, since He is always living to make petition to God and intercede with Him and intervene for us. Therefore He, Jesus, is able also to save those who come to God through Jesus, since Jesus is always living to make petition to God and intercede with Him." Who's interceding with who?
Jesus
is interceding with God.
Mm-hmm.
On whose behalf?
Ours.
So you got Jesus, you got God praying for you. For those who come to God. If you come to God,
you've
got a team on your side. You've got a winner. You got the team, the uttermost team. Uttermost team. So how much firepower do you have in prayer? The uttermost. Complete. Perfectly. Final. And for all time. Not just some time. All time. want to remind you, again, talking about Job 42:10, when Job prayed for his friends, when Job interceded for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. He comes that we can have an abundant life and have more abundantly. I messed that up, but you know what I'm saying. So when we get our focus off ourselves, we get lined up with Jesus, we get to praying with Him and the Father praying, and we're praying for others, that's when our abundance will arrive.
Yeah.
Get the focus off of us. Peter, in 1 Timothy, says, I desire, therefore, that in every place men should pray. Every place. Your bed, your shower, your bathroom, your kitchen, your living room, your job, your grocery store, your wherever, every place men should pray. Every place. In some places, every place.
That's good.
Without anger, quarreling, resentment, and here's the biggie, doubt in their minds, lifting up holy hands.
Amen.
That's His desire. And I believe Peter was speaking for the Father. That's His desire.
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
To pray that way.
Amen.
And finally, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Always be joyful. Rejoice always. Always be joyful. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. Good or bad. No matter what. Give thanks that you've got God and Jesus on your team.
Yes.
He's beside you in your storm. For this is the will of God. You always hear, what's the will of God for me? Well, here it is. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Always be joyful. I know it's hard. Pray continually. We're distracted people. Give thanks. But I got a flat tire. Give thanks. It might be saving you from something else down the road. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to close with this scripture right here again. I've closed with it the last few weeks. In Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Jesus is the confidence that we face our storms. Jesus is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. Jesus gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Jesus gives us assurance about things we cannot do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Through our Jesus, or through their Jesus, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By Jesus, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. He spoke it, right? And we had Monty tell us about that beginning word last week. And what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Jesus gives us the confidence. Jesus is interceding for you along with the Father. To me, that was huge when I read that today. I was going over these notes. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. Not only Jesus is interceding for me, not only you interceding for me, my wife's interceding for me, but the Father Himself is interceding with His Son for me. I got it made. I got it made. And you do too. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's enjoy some music and worship.
Amen.